In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us to watch because we know neither the day nor the hour. To always be prepared. That's the whole key. Number one, of course, keep ourselves in the state of grace, but always to be striving to move forward. Never convinced that we've done enough, never convinced that we have enough in the tank that we're going to be able to make it to where we're going to go, because again, we don't know. Could happen tomorrow, and yeah, we've got plenty in the tank. It could happen in a couple of years, and if we just sort of think that we're going to coast to wherever it is that we want to go, we're not going to make it. Of course, where we want to go in this case is heaven. It is to the marriage banquet that we hear about. And yet, if we don't have enough oil, the lamp is going to go out. And so it's to make sure that we're always increasing that supply of grace that's there to be able to keep the fire burning, to be striving through prayer and through a life of holiness, to be growing in God's grace, to be growing in love with Him. That's the whole part of it. It's ultimately looking at it from the opposite position of what one might naturally be accustomed to. Rather than simply saying, what do I need to do to get to heaven, which is a legitimate question and something that we all have to be concerned about, the real thing we ought to do is turn it the other way and just simply say, I just want to love God more. If we're going to love God more, we're going to do everything we need to get into heaven. We don't need to worry about what we need to do. And on top of that, we don't really need to worry too much in that sense about the salvation of our souls, because it's all about loving God. And so if we're loving Him more, we're not going to be worried, am I going to be sent the wrong direction? It's like, no, I just want to love Him. And if we're working on striving to love Him here, obviously then we're going to keep ourselves in the state of grace, because we can't have union with Him if we're not. And we're going to be working to get rid of the sinfulness in our lives so that we can love Him even more. We're going to be trying to overcome the imperfections. We're going to be working on trying everything to get rid of everything that stands in the way between Him and us. Not simply so that I can get to heaven or I can have a higher place in heaven, but rather just because we love Him. And then we're not going to worry from there, because He's the one that'll take care of the rest, because He loves us. And so we don't need to be so concerned about ourselves, because that's just the opposite of what love is. Love is about the other, not about the self. So if we're concerned just about loving Him, knowing that His concern is about loving us, then we have nothing to fear. We're going to keep filling up the tank. And in fact, the supply is going to be overflowing if that's the case. But even that we're not going to worry about. We're not going to look at it and say, do I have enough oil? How much is there? Is the flame going to keep burning? We're just trying to love Him more. Just because He is lovable. Because He is God. Not because of ourselves. Not because I get a higher position. Because I want more. No, then it's just pride and selfishness if that's all we're doing. It's not charity. We want to love God for Himself. And if that's where our focus is, then we don't need to worry about any of it. All we want is the bridegroom of our souls. We want the one to whom we're going to be united for eternity. And if we want to love Him for as much as we can for eternity, then we want to love Him as much as we can in time. That's what the concern is. Not what's in it for me, not what am I going to get out of this, because the Lord even told us, if we want to be totally selfish, we're going to get 100-fold whatever we give to Him. Because the reality is, what we're going to give, even if it's 100%, which is what we're supposed to be doing, so let's say that we give 100%. He's going to give 100%. And his 100% is infinitely greater than the 100% that we're giving to him. So even if you want to be totally selfish, you're the one who's going to completely win out of this. But of course, if you're being selfish, you're not going to give 100% anyway. So you got to get rid of the selfishness. That's the whole part of the spiritual life, getting rid of all that so that it is replaced by pure charity. So it might start with a selfish motive, but it can't end that way. If we're selfish, we're going to be spending a fair chunk of time in purgatory. We don't want to be there. And we don't have to be there if we are willing to get rid of all the junk that stands between him and us while we have the opportunity here. And how do we do that? Just love him more. That's all that matters. And so we want to continue to work that heart, to continue to strive to love him. Not, we have to just be so careful not to just be going through the motions, or especially not to compare ourselves with everyone else. By comparison to these worldly people out there, look how well I'm doing. Yeah, by comparison to the worldly people, boy, we probably seem like saints. By comparison to the saints, we probably seem kind of worldly. So we need to make sure that the focus again is where it belongs. It is on the Lord, not on ourselves. And just striving always to love him more. Because remember that principle with charity. It is either increasing or it is decreasing. So if you don't love the Lord more today than you did yesterday, then that means you love him less today than you did yesterday. That means the oil in your flask just went down. So let's work on filling it up. Let's work on making it overflow. Not because it's a competition, but because he deserves to be loved, because he wants us to love him with our whole heart and soul and strength, because he loves us with his whole heart and soul and strength. So again, we have to be so careful to look at it and think, oh, look at what he's asking me to do. Or we look at the sufferings of the saints and it's like, oh, wow, who would ever want to do that? If you want to love him more, then that's what you want to do, because that's how you get all the things purified out. That's how the love is perfected. And so it's not that you want to do these things. You want to love more. And whatever it's going to require to love more is what you're going to be willing to do. So if we look at it from the perspective of which it's being presented to us in the gospel, we have a bridegroom and a bride. The idea for both is to keep loving one another more. It's preparation for eternity. And so for those of you who are married, if you look at that and say, all right, am I loving my spouse more? How do I love that person more? You can look at it and say, well, I could serve the person this way or that. And ultimately what that's going to require is, it means I have to die to myself. Means I have to get rid of my selfishness. If I'm going to do this or that or the other thing, it's going to take more time and it's going to take more effort. That means the time that I have for me becomes less. That means what I want to do for myself goes to the background because I'm putting this other person first. Now the bridegroom of your soul, we want to put him first. Because he is God, because he puts us first, because he loves us perfectly, and we want to love him in return, perfectly. And while our idea of perfect, or our ability of perfection, and his are completely two different worlds, don't worry about that. Because all he cares about is that we're loving him as much as we can. And if we're giving 100%, he can't ask for anything more than that anyway. So it's not in comparison to his 100%, because he's God, and obviously his 100% is infinite. But if we're giving him 100%, that's exactly what he's looking for. He is perfectly content, and we will be perfectly fulfilled. It's all for our good, because that's what love is about. We're seeking his good, he's seeking ours. So if we're giving him 100%, then he's the one filling us up. So just focus on loving more. Don't worry about all the rest of the stuff, because that's all secondary and it's ultimately selfish. Let's work to get rid of the selfishness. Let's just work to love the bridegroom more, so that when he comes, since we know neither the day nor the hour, we're not going to have to worry. We're not going to have to wonder, because we're just going to be looking forward to it. As a bride would look forward to her bridegroom arriving, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. Looking forward to being united with him, as he's looking forward to being united with us.